The Salt City Market, Syracuse's first food hall in the heart of downtown, has been years in the making, but will finally open to the public on Friday. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the timing isn't great with the pandemic ongoing, but vendors say they're excited.
Fiona Day is the owner of Pies the Limit, which has all kinds of pies and baked goods.
Sausage rolls made with house-made sausage and our own flaky pastry. We are doing butternut squash galettes with caramelized onions and cheddar. And on the sweet end of things, we've got a raspberry brownie pie, which is extremely delicious.
Day is one of 10 vendors, all women or minority-owned businesses, selected for the food hall, something she calls life-changing. And while she says it's concerning and daunting to open at this time, her best friend, Roxanne Broda Blake, is helping her out, and she says there is an amazing sense of community among the vendors.
And they're all just wonderful people, and it's very exciting to share a space with them and, like, be all in this together.
Martin Jacobs is with the Allen Family Foundation and Syracuse Urban Partnership, the organizations behind the food hall. He says the vendors represent all the unique and diverse cultures of Syracuse under one roof.
So you have everything from soul food to Jamaican to Southeast Asian cuisines.
He says the public is also excited about this, with pent-up demand to get out and do something. The food hall is open 7 days a week, and vendors are offering curbside and delivery service. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.